Radio Northampton. Now, last Sunday, we had a good old chat about this. Fawlty Towers. Listen, there is no debate here. One of the greatest TV shows ever. Well, Fawlty Towers, the play, has been in Milton Keynes all of this week. And you might remember last weekend we spoke to Mia Austin, who plays Sybil. I'm now going to blow your mind with something. So next week you're coming to Milton Keynes. The Milton Keynes Theatre, 28th of April until the 2nd of May. Now, Milton Keynes is in the county of Buckinghamshire. Now, here is your Fawlty Towers fact. The original shot of every single episode, it shows the hotel right at the front with the sign, which is sometimes wonky. That is not in Torquay. That is in Buckinghamshire. It was a place called Woburn Grange Country Club in Bourne End. So the county that you're performing in next week has a connection to Fawlty Towers.
Oh, well, is it still standing?
No, it's sadly burnt down. However, it's now a housing estate, and from what I'm told, there is no plaque, there is no nod, there is no anything that says this was the Fawlty Towers Hotel. Do you think there should be something there?
I think there should, because I know the hotel, the Glen Eagles Hotel that it was based on in Torquay, is no longer, and it's now a retirement home, but they renamed it Sachs Lodge.
Exactly.
After Andrew Sachs, who played Manuel, which is, you know, it's a great honour. So yes, absolutely, there should be something to honour it.
We're going to go and knock on those doors next week and say to people,
let's do it.
Did you realise that where you are living right now, you are quite literally living on history? And that's exactly what we did. So this week I went to the site. There I met Karen Savage from the Bourne End Bucks One Place Study Society.
What's the history of the original building that was here?
Woburn is known for the mills because of the River Wye. So originally it was called Brook House. In 1910, Sir John Thomas, who was the paper mill owner at Soho Mill, lived there. He was a magistrate. And then I'm not quite sure when it got taken over and became the Grange Country Club. I think I went there once, a vague memory, but say I'm a little bit young. So the Grange Country Club and sort of discotheque and whatever, it was...
A nightclub. So did you go there clubbing?
I did not. My husband remembers three of them going and one of them being violently sick and had to be taken home.
That's a different twist on things.
It then became Basil's, more of a nightclub and a gentleman's club.
And then, of course, we had the fire, which is why we've got the property here now. So what year was that fire?
That was 1991. It was a derelict property by then.
So the fire was in 1991.
Yeah.
And these properties that are here, what year were they built?
I think they were built in 1992, so very soon after.
And as we look around, Fawlty Towers, one of the most iconic TV programmes ever, I don't see any nod anywhere to the fact that Fawlty Towers was filmed here.
There isn't. There isn't nothing other than the fact that the road is Grange Drive and there are some older houses, but you wouldn't know unless you'd looked it up and hunted for it.
Do you think there should be something here to mark it?
Oh, I guess so. Yes. Yeah, there ought to be something.
Just a bit weird that we're talking about such a big TV show and there's nothing here, you know? At your local club, how often do you talk about this place? Does it come up very often?
We did do a sort of pub talk last October and it got mentioned as somewhere that you could purchase alcohol because we had sort of 50-60 places in Bourne End and Woburn, and like any other of the disappearing pubs, it did get a mention, but not particularly any more than any other place that's no longer there.
So that was me with Karen Savage from the Bourne End Bucks One Place Study Society. I then went